is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On this Wednesday, we're having a man down, mashup Wednesday where we mash together on the clock with Erin Green and Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Lots to talk about in the paper, conversations to follow up on from yesterday, some housekeeping to start the show. Equality Bahamas presents Women's Wednesdays. Let's talk media literacy with journalist Ava Turnquest this Wednesday, tonight, April the 3rd at 6 p.m. What's up with news reports? How are we consuming the news? What are we getting wrong? How can we build the critical reading and thinking muscles? Bring your questions and ideas to the discussion. It's online via Zoom, and you can register at tiny.cc/WWApril24. To register, go to tiny.cc/WWApril24. For a wonderful evening of discussion with local journalist Ava Turnquest, and we're talking media literacy. It should be a good time. You can go to Equality Bahamas' Facebook page or into Instagram page for the registration details. Again, tiny.cc/WWApril24. Also, a reminder, this Saturday, April the 6th, at 8 a.m., the Hannah Hastie Tynes family is having a South Out and Walkathon at St. John's College campus. Reach out to 424-7228 or 455-7242 for tickets, for Walkathon sheets, for more details. The event starts at 8 a.m. St. John's College campus, Saturday, April the 6th, 2024. We say a grateful thank you from the Hannah Hastie Tynes family to St. John's College, the campus family, and the diocesan as a whole. Thank you very much. Morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning. How you doing? A little distracted, but I'm okay. It's always good for it to be Wednesday. I just realized how many people follow Wednesday's show in terms of Man Down Mashup Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's a thing to listen to in terms of analyzing what's trending, and people appreciate it. I had a number of people reaching out to, man, Wednesdays is the show for them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm here for that. Mm-hmm. I pray that you lead today, because I didn't read the news in detail. On the other side, other hour, I want to congratulate our team. What the team? This is Carifta team.
Yeah, aquatics team.
Aquatics and the
track and field.
Coming second to Jamaica is always a grand thing to celebrate. Mm-hmm. This is as good as the first place with swimming. You know, pushing everyone out and say, "Hey, we are a permanent fixture. We is one and two, right?" So, so that's something to celebrate. And I wanted to give a shout out to Chris Don Joseph, who is a swim member of the Blue Wave swim team. Mm-hmm. Same team my children attend. So I watch him grow from strength to strength. I remember when he didn't like swimming at all. Like swimming was, I hated crying all the time. And to set a record now, mm-hmm. right? I remember when he was intimidated by speaking to the to the press, the reporters. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was trending at one point in time, but now he's making speeches and giving great interviews as something to herald and say good show. So I want to give a shout out to him.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Kurifta and Kurifta a little bit, like you say, in the second hour.
Yeah, man.
Definitely. It may pop up in the first hour. Mr. Nuri, here is the first story I want to talk about this morning. It is a follow-up on yesterday's discussion about public disclosures and the declaration and gazetting process. It is in today's Tribune, the headline, Minutes, People Look at Disclosures, quote, as a joke, close quote. What I like about the headline is like the joke is in the headline.
Yes.
That's a beautiful headline. I read from the article, former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis said, quote, people look at it as a joke, close quote. A sermon, a thesis all in itself. Who do you think he means when he says people?
Him and his colleagues look at it as a joke, close quote.
There you go. I will continue to read from the article, and I'll start at the beginning again. That's as redundant as this headline. Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis said, quote, people look at it as a joke, close quotes, regarding the filing of financial declarations as required by the Public Disclosure Act. The deadline for the disclosures, according to the Public Disclosure Act, is March 1st. However, a source told the Tribune an extension was given this year to March 15th. It is now April 3rd. Back to the article. The Tribune, however, a source told the Tribune an extension was given this year to March 15th, but could not give a reason for the decision. Previously, Acting Press Secretary Keisha Adley said the deadline this year was March 31st. We go to page 5. Public Disclosure Commission Chairman Bishop Victor Cooper was unclear on whether an extension was given when pressed on the matter. He was also not forthcoming on how many MPs have disclosed as yet. Bishop Cooper told the Tribune he was out of town and to call the disclosure office. However, the individual to whom he referred said she was unable to give any information. Pressed again on the issue, Bishop Cooper answered, quote, well, you'll have to wait until it's released, close quotes. I wonder if I have another 13 years to wait. It's the last time it was gazetted, right?
Yes.
Outside of the election gazetting, 2011. Opposition leader Michael Pintard told the Tribune he was unaware that there was an extension. The Public Disclosure Act empowers the opposition leader as well as the Prime Minister to act on delinquent filings. Dr. Minnis also did not know about the extension. If the extension did occur, he argued the granting of the extension shows a flippant attitude. How many years of public disclosures were gazetted under the Minnis administration? Mind you, he has a handicap, right? That's what y'all call it in golf, because there were only 4.5 years of a Minnis administration. Quote, extension means that you're not taking it seriously. So people look at it as a joke, and that is one of the big problems in this country. We do not enforce laws and regulations. Until we do that, you will find us as always in some form of deficient mode. You know, we always try to compare ourselves to first world countries or other country of similar size abroad, but those countries are disciplined. They are law-abiding. They respect each other, you know? So let's go back to basics. Let's go back to the church. Let's go back to loving each other. Just not talk it, show it. Until we do these things, we're not serious. We're jokers, close quotes. Bishop Cooper indicated last year that 90% of parliamentarians had filed by the March 1st deadline. He added that many senators and senior civil servants failed to disclose their assets, income, and liabilities. The names of those who missed the deadline have not been revealed. The penalty for not disclosing is a $10,000 fine and or up to 2 years in prison. That's the end of the article, Mr. Nuri. People look at disclosures as a joke. We couldn't mean me and you. He could only mean the people who are responsible for filing, processing, and gazetting said disclosures. Mr. Nuri, the fine or the penalty for the offense in the act is 2 years or $10,000. What is the likelihood that someone will be prosecuted for 2024 lack of, or for the offense of not properly filing or not filing at all?
The truth is, I don't expect anyone to be prosecuted. In fact, I do not want anyone to be prosecuted.
Why don't you want anyone to be prosecuted?
Because the Bahamas and the electorate belongs to a team. I don't want my team members arrested. I want them to follow the law and fulfill their obligation. But I don't want to be prosecuted or anything as that. So when you ask the prime minister, who manages a team, and using team loosely in for this conversation, mm-hmm. right? It would be bad form if he prosecutes, and when I say prosecutes, give permission to prosecute, mm-hmm. His team members.
Now, when you say bad form, what do you mean?
That means he can't control him.
It would be bad form for the prime minister to
direct.
Prosecute because it mm-hmm. exposes
that he cannot control.
He can't control.
Yes.
You know, prior to the...
That means he should step down. See? That's my problem. If he openly cannot control his membership, he needs to step down. So that is the implication of this whole toward, which I said, I cannot condone him
okay.
pushing the issue without being prepared for him to step down.
So let me push that issue a little further then. Surely the Prime Minister's allegiance to the Constitution is greater than his allegiance to his team.
And the Constitution is something that you challenge and the courts determine what it is, not for him. He just followed the law. He's a law-abiding citizen. The Constitution.
See, but you're saying
constitutionality.
But you're saying that
lawyers.
Following the law will cost him his job.
I
can't
that,
understand that. How?
No, you cited the Constitution, and I'm saying that's for the lawyers and those who challenge him to say that he's not doing it. Not for him to say, well, I'm not doing it. He is just to follow the law. The law is that he's supposed, at his leisure.
No, I didn't see the word leisure anywhere.
Is at his authority then. He can report them. And he chose not to. At his authority.
And so the point I'm making is, though, isn't his allegiance to the Constitution and the legislation that flows from it greater than his obligation to his party and administration?
And I'm saying that for constitutional lawyers to challenge.
Now, I know
to say, hey, Prime Minister, you have faltered against the Constitution, therefore I'm challenging your authority. But we have had no constitutional lawyer come forward to say, hey, what is happening is a breach. So it's not the Prime Minister's place to say, hey, I'm breaching the Constitution. We have the largest population per capita of lawyers in the Bahamas. Not one has ever. All these judges, retired judges, we claim we have, who brag that they are as astute as Barbados and Jamaica and Trinidad, they're all wanting. You know, we behind Jamaica and Barbados and those, and we need to accept it. We are not as smart as we think we are. We like brag, but we ain't smart. The smart people would have challenged it just to make the rule of the law stand, because it means something to them. It does not mean anything to any of these lawyers. Nothing.
See, at the announcement of the snap election in 2021, okay. Right? I put two sort of statements on the table. The first is I invited all candidates to the show, right? To put to them a number of questions, one in particular to be put to every candidate, which was, how will you balance your various obligations that arise in the space of governance? how do you balance your obligation to the Constitution with your obligation to the people of the Bahamas as a whole, with your obligation to your party, with your obligation to your administration, which is the prime minister under which you serve, right? Mm-hmm. Your obligation to your constituents who elected you, and your obligation to uphold your personal principles. And I put the question to every single candidate. I don't think one candidate even attempted to answer the question, which is, in your role in governance, how will you balance these obligations? I think that same question arises in this matter. How does the Prime Minister balance his perceived obligation to his party / administration with his obligation to the Constitution? The second question I put on the table, not necessarily to candidates, but for the electorate to discuss, was that the biggest issue that Philip Brave Davis would be facing as Prime Minister is whether he has the capacity to cause or compel Bahamians to discipline themselves, whether members of his administration, members of the public service, the organ that he operates to govern the Bahamas, and members of the public as a whole. I mentioned members of his party and members of his party, and the donors and the investors. The biggest job that Prime Minister Brave Davis still has is to cause or compel people within the Bahamas working in the Bahamian economy. Can he cause and compel us to discipline ourselves or to compel other Bahamians to discipline themselves? And I think that is the thing that the Prime Minister is completely and sorely failing at. I think we could argue right now that not only has he not done it, it appears as if he does not have the capacity to do it. We got two texts here. Morning, Ms. Green. You don't think that it is a joke? We can't even get them to do what they're supposed to do, which is a mandatory requirement. So it is a joke. No, the jokey part about it is that Minnis appears to be suggesting that we, the people, think the process is a joke, when in fact we think that the politicians are jokey, right? Because they think we can't see what's happening. Another text, good morning. I think if they don't declare, they have no right to be in there, i.e. the House of Assembly. It is a fundamental, part of governance. It's a fundamental part of the framework to ensure the integrity of governance. Producer, let's go to the phone line. But it's not just about internal governance. I imagine that our trouble, quote unquote trouble, with the OECD and all of these blacklists may have something to do with the fact that there are so few public declarations gazetted. Public disclosures gazetted. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning, sir. Be good. How are you doing?
I agree fully with your premise and with your thoughts about this morning. I feel that there's too much corruption in government in the Bahamas. I was speaking to a Greek crew member of one of the cruise ships.
Yes.
And, you know, the Greek islands are just like the Bahamas Islands, but the Greeks have about 19 million persons. Only 2 million of them live actually in Greece. And he was telling me how all of them have property and all of that type of stuff. And their main thing is tourism, just like us. And I was it's like dumbfounded, you know what I mean? Because we have way less people than them. our islands spread all across this atmosphere, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
Virginia.
The humans can't even get property in their country, affordable property.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And there has to be corruption at the top. And until that changes, I don't think anything would happen in the Bahamas. And the humans have to step up, man. Fight for their rights. You understand? You put people in positions to do a job. And they just do whatever they want to do. When they come out richer. You're still at the bottom of the totem pole. And it's just over and over and over again. And it's getting very tiresome. I heard someone talking about, I think on the same radio station, another option, you know what I mean, as a home.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to a lot of young behemoths, and a lot of people are having babies, you know, in America for that reason. You understand? So they have a viable option just in case anything happens here.
An exit plan.
Exactly. Exit strategy.
Yes,
correct.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I just want to share that with you guys.
But don't talk it too loud, because the next thing you know, the government will be claiming that as their own success. Look at how many Bahamians we've mobilized into migration. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller. Thank you, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you doing, cuz?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you. You know, my sister passed.
Oh, my condolences.
Caller.
Condolences,
yeah.
Cousin, yes.
Yeah, but I wanted to get in on the conversation this morning. You know, I keep feeling like we at this point is missing something big. Because look at Mr. Kingsley. He got no bank account.
Smith.
But yet he was a top government.
Chief passport officer before he...
Yes, and they accept that. And the persons who lived in his community saw nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong with a man who don't have, my 17-year-old have a bank account.
It's not even that he didn't have a bank account. Nobody questioned why would he not declare them, knowing that he had them, that he would have to have them to hold a...
In order to be paid.
Yes.
You understand? And there's something else I noticed too with this, and I mean, I am probably wrong, but in my view, the gentleman was talking about corruption, right? If I come there and say I don't have a bank account, and I walk out there, and just before I leave, I decide to declare, and I declare that I'm worth, say, $23 million.
Mm-hmm.
How do you now say I never had that when I came in? You never saw my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So I come here with that money. Y'all can say whatever y'all want. I come here with that.
Well, I think this is...
Mind you, all I was doing was selling newspaper.
Yes, ma'am. This is why This is why the gazetting process is so important, because
it's not important, Aaron.
No,
it's not important because if it was, we would not be at this point. These persons in charge of whoever party it is, in Mr. Davis or Mr. Pinside, if they're not putting their foot down, and we the people, like somebody said the other day, in other countries, we just sit down and allow things to happen. You know, we God can take care of it. But
absolutely.
God give us the strength to do some stuff for ourselves. When you don't make a move, you expect for God to go there and move it for you? Come on. We need to, especially that the good Reverend Cooper, who in charge, and he just sits there and smiles and waves. Like the penguins of Madagascar.
Well, we don't know if he's smiling or waving. Cousin, the way we do it, though, we have to organize. All energy will be wasted if we don't organize. Because Sir Randall Fox said, it's the faith, well, he said the faith that moved the mountain. I think he really was telling a secret, which was, it's the faith that moved the mountain. We need to organize, right?
So we need to get that started, because we don't need the next election to come in to come around 2026, and we're still talking the same nonsense.
Absolutely.
Whoever sits in that seat must do their job. Whoever's at the top must do their job or see that it gets done.
Thank
outside
you, ma'am.
Of that, we're not accepting anything else.
Thank you, ma'am.
Aaron, I think you're demanding too much. Yeah, but
yeah.
Condolences, definitely, cousin. I think you're demanding too much of our politicians, you know.
Let's go to the phone line.
They're
and then I
They're sacrificing their time and energy and their families to serve us. And then you come on air and try to belittle them and demand of them what we know they cannot do.
I accept the word demand. I reject the word belittle them. I am not belittling anybody. This, let's go to the caller and then I get back to that point. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron and CA.
Hey.
How are you?
Now, I must applaud Jamaica. Their integrity commission made the Speaker of the House resign because her declaration wasn't right. And they subscribe to be put on charges. So if you Google Speaker of the House and Jamaica resigns, you see that because she didn't declare all her assets, she will be put before the court soon. And Holiness wife now is the new Speaker of the House. Now Jamaica set the tone for us. We must disclose. I think the Constitution say senior civils, even PSs and judges are supposed to do their assets.
Up to 5 years, for politicians up to 5 years after they leave office, right?
And what about the judges and PSs? Them too, I think, supposed to disclose.
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
But we playing with the law. The jail only meant for the poor people, it meant for them. That's the point right there. See, Jamaica set the tone for accountability. Anybody, Google it right now.
But I can see. Absolutely.
Speaker of the House, we resign. Big time lawyer. But her declaration was wrong. It wasn't right. And getting back to, is Ponzi scheme against the law here?
We do have recently enacted legislation. But
the Tribune had it that one of the by-election candidates was in one. Did the police question them? The Tribune is my source.
Listen, I think I read parts of the article that you read. I don't think that's as clear as the matter that happened, sir. Right? And to just say that somebody was in one, that's not sufficient information. They could have been a victim as well, being in one, right? So let's not go there. We do have legislation. I think that like all legislation, it needs to be regularly reviewed and assessed to determine whether the scope of the existing provisions cover the scope of the operating operations in that space, right?
Troubled by this false, this fake indignation by everyone who's calling. And you.
You think it's his false indignation?
I think it's false. I don't believe that you are as upset as you are trying to convey on the radio about this disclosure. Pardon me. If Bahamians, and let me make it political. If PLPs were upset and believe in fair game and fair play and good governance and good policies, clearly they do not. If PLP, the general PLP, believe that about integrity.
Not the generals, but the...
Not the generals.
The ordinary.
The ordinary PLP say, hey, I believe this is the best government we have and I believe they are full of integrity. They would have demanded by now, they would have gone to the chairman and said, Mr. Fred Mitchell, no. You can't be flipping us off, say, go ask the chairman. I want you to tell me everybody has declared. You.
Chairman of the party. Because your job is to make sure everybody toes the party line. Wrong.
They would have gone to the prime minister and say, Mr. Prime Minister, I see you touring the family islands and coming through my neighborhood. I want you to tell me that everybody has declared.
You think the PLP membership took Fred Mitchell's earlier statements too seriously? Even like the politicians?
Remind me of the statement.
You got to know when to hold
them. I believe they took it to heart and that's what they're doing. All PLPs straight across the board are prepared to ignore this. They are content.
This is a good
they
thing.
Don't want nothing better than this. This is us.
It's a good thing the PLP don't want me in their party.
We got instructions. You ain't got to be a part of our party.
Okay, I just check it. I just want to make sure.
That's why you out. You out.
That's it right there.
We got instructions and we have said that we ain't complaining about nothing. We can watch this. We can watch this shit burn. We ain't complaining about nothing.
What does it mean that Minnis and Pintard are the only people speaking about public declarations from the FNM side?
I don't pay attention to them. Our Deputy Prime Minister mentioned recently when they was talking about Grand Bahama and the promises made.
Well, look where we are because right? I don't even believe in a Deputy Prime Minister.
Yeah, right? Like, don't pay attention to Pintard, them. They don't have the integrity to even comment. Minnis
and Pinta don't have the integrity to comment on this. That's why we're able to ignore them. When they was in power, they in the clear. So what we can do is watch the whole country fall down because no one has integrity to complain.
Well, my concern is this. My concern is that we will forever be on a quote-unquote blacklist.
Yes, and I'm comfortable with that.
We'll always be on one or the other.
Behemoth's comfortable with
for,
that.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
It doesn't matter. However, know that one of the justifications that will be given for the continued attention, oppressive attention, is that the Bahamas government can't even figure out how to gazette public disclosures.
We don't know how to. This is the best of us.
I tell you what, I know that the bishop.
This is the best of us right here, Aaron. You need to get content with this.
The chairman doesn't. We know that the chairman doesn't know how to gazette. He doesn't know. He didn't realize that even if he built an online portal, he would be unable to publish any information on it until it is gazetted.
He don't even know his job.
But listen, when we get back from the break, we'll take it out of the realm of the political and find out what ORG, Organization for Responsible Government,
people
is
listen to them. The government ain't listen to them. They're there for decoration.
In today's Guardian, ORG director calls for movement on Freedom of Information Act.
You get the call for that. What chairman of PLP say? We ain't doing it. Why call for it if we already tell you we ain't doing it?
We got to know when to hold them.
Yeah.
Know when to fold them.
All these organizations playing with us.
Know when to walk away, know when to run. Don't run from the show right now, though. You're on the clock with Aaron Green on this Man Down Mashup Wednesday with Guardian Radio, AM and CA Newry. Hold the dial. We'll be right back.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody go on come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your gal. Come witness history in the making at the 2024 World Athletic Relays Chase the Sun, Paradise to Paris, happening here in Nassau, Bahamas. Hundreds of the best runners from more than 40 countries will compete for their place in the 2024 Paris Olympics, May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets early at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning. This morning, as I said on this side of the break, we're going to go into the article, ORG Director Calls for Movement on Freedom of Information Act. But Mr. Newry, we have some texts.
Go ahead.
Yeah. One text says, nobody should be calling in talking about how nothing changes because we don't want it to. No other party exposes all the corruption within government apart from COI. But people clearly want to suffer and complain because of the messenger and yet crying the same message. Both the FNM and PLP leaders know what's wrong and how to fix things, but rely on our passive complaining to die down with the next hot topic because y'all won't expose things internationally by protesting. And before you laugh it off, tell me anything else that would realistically make them change. Well, I tell you what would realistically make them change. Investing in ourselves by creating systems comprised of mechanisms like organizations and groups who are set out to do the work of providing oversight for the government. We protesting in and of itself won't help. Protesting so the international community could see us protesting isn't in and of itself going to help. The best way to beat your enemy is to make them obsolete. You make them obsolete by learning how to govern yourself. You govern yourself by creating systems, sustainable, manageable systems that everyone can plug into equally and equitably. You build those systems by investing your time, energy, and resources into institutions. We, over the last 30 years, have spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on personal disposable experiences, money, part of which should have been invested in, diverted to collective community infrastructure. Like museums to tell the stories of us. Like libraries to hold the stories of us. Right? Hospitals to fix us. These are the things we should have been investing in. We should have been investing in senior care residential facilities to take care of the best of us. So, COI supporter, I don't want you to think that I am totally throwing your message under the bus. But we require more than protests to invest in us. Another text. Is there a plan to remove the shipwreck that's been there for years, which is an eyesore? Mr. Newry, do you know what the text is talking about?
No.
Are there plans to pave the parking lot so people can... perhaps this isn't... No, this is our text. Good morning. I just came back from my family vacation in Exuma, Bahamas, and I was sad to see the state of which there's only one fish fry on the island.
They have hundreds, not hundreds. They have scores of restaurants. And then they have the fish fry. Either go to the fish fry or go to the restaurant.
Yeah, but fish renting.
Yeah, that means I'm trying to see why he's complaining about Exuma is like as big as a studio. What do you need more than one fish fry for?
Because they get multiple little islands. Some of them big, some of them maybe, you know, they big little island, but you have multiple islands. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Have you been to Exuma? What the fish fry look like?
Well, I just got back from Exuma.
Okay.
And I'm calling in to make a point on that because it ain't about the fish fry, it's how it looks.
Ah, okay.
And it's a telltale story of the look of everything we create here. I'm here in a place. It's sad to see. We can't complain, you know, as Bahamians, because we have an opportunity, like you said, to build infrastructure. And infrastructure don't mean just roads and whatever. It means that I stayed in an Airbnb down there, and while Exuma have over 600 some Airbnbs on that island,
wow,
which contributes to about the minimum stay in Exuma is 3 nights. And that's data you can get from anywhere, averaging about $753
mm-hmm.
a night for night. It's basically the state rate, the minimum stay rate people making, and a lot of that is foreigners, and they have a part to play in Airbnbs and in these communities also. But Bahamians are getting into it now. But the issue I have is you come out of Airbnb. In some areas, old car, derelict vehicles, old engine, old, you know. This we have to do a better job. I don't think we see. We don't see, you know, what's around us. We accept that, you know, the fish fry looking that way. people have to come sit there. We close and everything. We hoard stuff. You know, it's not inviting, man. You know, and when somebody comes with a better idea to improve the product, we get upset. You know, behemoths have to be able to demand more and be able to take advice from people who go from other behemoths who travel and see how things are done. You know, Exuma is 10 or 30 times better than it used to be, but they have a lot of work to do, even down to the historic sites, man.
There's historic sites in Exuma?
Simple as Pompeii.
You saw Pompeii? They need to push that down. Pompeii. I mean, that's sorry.
The place is destroyed. The place is destroyed. The place is in decay. The boardwalk, it's planks are all over the ground, nails are all over the ground, and they have tourists actually going there and visiting.
So, caller, just if you could entertain me for a second. Somebody posted a letter to the editor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the date, but the title is "What is Going On in Exuma Keys?" Mm. Go on.
It's the destination, and we learned from Nassau. The destination is primed to be a destination of luxury, and that's what it is. We're building infrastructure to accommodate. Just listen to this for a minute. You know, I went down there and you should see the hordes of tourists coming into Exuma.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel that we're getting a fair shake of that market. When we're not, those people are flying and we're building a $60 million airport.
Mm-hmm.
To benefit who?
There you go.
Who?
Let me read from this letter to the editor quickly. As a small business owner born and raised in the Exuma Keys, I write to express my growing concern over the proposed developments in the Exuma Keys. The Exuma Keys are known for beauty and hospitable communities and should be at the front of the government's push for more ecotourism. But I am worried that new developments will cost us more than they can contribute to the local economy here. I do not necessarily oppose these developments, but I am worried about how they are being approved. We all know that the Exuma Keys have amazing views and clear waters, but these things also represent the birthright of my community. It supports local businesses, including my own, and the traditional way of life for Bahamians that you can't find in the more developed islands like New Providence anymore. These new developments threaten what makes the Exuma Keys special, with things like over-the-water bungalows, big marinas, and almost no public consultation. So, there's no balance between foreign investor-driven development and local development, infrastructural development.
I'm in the industry,
mm-hmm.
and I meet with guests, and, you know, and when we talk about yo-yo tourism, and I stress that so much, and yo-yo tourism is, you spend a dollar in a destination, and 80-90% of that dollar goes right back to international companies.
We call that plantation model tourism. You're also right. Americanized.
That's yo-yo.
So
what happens is, as soon as they put the money into that, for instance, Airbnb, automatically, when you book your Airbnb, 20% goes to the Airbnb in California. And the remaining money goes to the person that hosts. Think about it. If we have 700 Airbnbs in Exuma and 10% are owned by Bahamians, the majority are owned by foreigners, yes, they have to BC, but a lot of them putting solar panels on their roof, digging wells. So a small fraction goes back into the community. And they're using the infrastructure. They're using the roads. They're benefiting from tourism promotion. They're benefiting from airports that drive visitors there. But the visitors don't understand that money they're spending does not go into the economy of Exuma. It doesn't. So a fraction of that, we're not getting the lion's share of the tourism model. And we get away talking about, the easiest thing to do is say, hey, the numbers are up with tourism. We have $2.4 million in the first, $2.4 million business in the first portion of the year. That's big. Tell me how much money
or how did the country benefit from those numbers?
Thank you. Absolutely, thank you. Mr. Nuri, with the formation of the Tourism Development Corporation, one of the things I expect to see coming out of this new system, right, this new organization of tourism elements, is not just the technical support and financial support for onshore excursion providers through BASE, Bahamas Association of Shore Excursions Providers, but also there needs to be a fund and support mechanism for auxiliary jobs, right? So the hotel, maybe the hotel says, look, fish fry is not our vibe. Like you said, there are a ton of other restaurants in Exuma. My guests, my hotel customers don't have to go to fish fry.
In fact, they don't want them to go to the fish fry.
Right, but is there a support mechanism for the creation of a business that would be responsible for cleaning and maintaining all tourism-related sites in Exuma?
You mean like Department of Public Beaches and Parks? And Beaches and Park allowing private entities now to clean the beach?
How does Beaches and Park operate with local government?
Yeah.
Right, that's the question. Does it operate in the same way? Does it even operate on the family islands at all?
What about Exuma's Chamber of Commerce? Do they educate the public, the Exumians, of what is the goal? What is the plan? What is the objective?
Listen, I won't go to this caller, and I don't want Exumians to think I've beaten up on them, but I'm still very upset.
$500 million.
I'm still very upset that foreigners would have a charity race to raise funds
for a bus?
For a school bus for L.N. Coakley High School. A school who produced... Is it L.N. Coakley?
$500 million of investments coming to Exuma. $500 million. Half $1 billion worth of investments is pegged for Exuma.
And somebody, and nobody could buy a kit of magnets to go clean the site. Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning. How you doing, Aaron?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Wonderful. You know, Aaron, sometimes we... name the government, sometimes it's us. Say, for example, for instance, I don't think even right here in New Providence, our tourists do not get an authentic Bahamian experience. Let me give you one. Okay, years ago, I know in Exuma when they stopped the regatta. You know what the Scullin boat is?
Yeah, that's what you have to...
They could do things like that in Exuma, right there, the fish fry is... the Kamali Me boat race, get the tourists involved, show them how to rig the boat. And years ago, we used to do the Soldier Club race. Give them an experience that when they're heading back, they tell the pilot, hey, turn back, I need to go back. I enjoy myself so much. And so we need to give them an authentic Bahamian experience, the flatten of the maypole, get them involved with the tourism, and especially with that Kamali Me boat. Show them how to rig it, how to sail it, to coconut it back. Well, we showed them how to get the little sail from the grape leaf and cut the can open and put the rudder on the boat and stuff like that. And so when they leave, they're not being wow, by the experience that they're getting. Like you said, the drill dance, you know, the heel and toe dance. Get them involved and stuff like that. And one more thing, Aaron, I want you to go to the paper. I just barely glimpsed this morning, said that this year it can be a very intense. Although we escaped last year, but preparation is so important. So it's going to be very intense hurricane season this year. So I think Bahamians need to get ready. Although we missed last year, we don't know what's going to happen. So preparation is the key.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. A most important message. A most important message. All right, Mr. Nuri, we've got the article, Police Fare Over Airbnbs Based in Crime Hotspots. We have statements in that article from the president of the Bahamas Hotel and Tourism Association.
I am still referencing the impact. Why the Hotel Association is commenting on Airbnb, a competitive entity.
Because it's the tourism part.
Then Ministry of Tourism need to comment, not a private entity which want to close down Bahamian-owned business.
BHTA is not a private entity. It is billed as a private entity.
I'm just saying
BHTA could not be a private entity. I mean, it is a private entity.
Why the membership? The membership is foreigners.
It is a private entity.
But
I'm just saying.
The membership are foreigners, though. Just happened that they have Bahamians in charge of the foreign concepts. They're foreign.
Here's another text. This is a bunch of texts, Mr. Newry. Miss Green, another joke, thought the young man without a bank account, how did he get paid? Working for government. What he's hiding? Question mark. Another text. Good morning. The traffic light is out on University Drive. It was out the entire Easter weekend, and it's still out now. Can someone please fix it urgently? Mr. Newry, you know the new Park Gate Village Road intersection?
Mm-hmm.
It has like 8 lanes across it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that has a turn left light. Right, it has its own light to indicate when you can turn left and when you cannot turn left.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that this would be a grade 3 explainer. Right, there is a light indicating when you don't have to guess. You don't have the privilege of pretending like you don't know the law. There's a light you can turn left when it's green. When that light is red, you can't turn left. That light is no longer working. I mean, that particular part of the light, it wasn't coming on. This weekend, would somebody fix the traffic lights, please? And for the love of all things sensible, I don't think it's appropriate in 2024 for this service provider to come back to the public and say, oh, well, BPL, unregulated power, is destroying our equipment. I remember two years ago when IRCA reminded us of the big faux pas when provisions of the Electricity Act were not carried over into the new act in relation to regulation of electricity being distributed in the lines. Another text, good morning. Exuma's a mess, man. As a local, I went there on vacation and there were no comforters at any of the booths at the fish fry, like all that sea around there. Are the hotels essentially consuming the local harvest, regular local harvest of conch? And isn't that a problem?
So what about the fish fry operators? Don't they have their own boats? See, I still think that we are waiting on other people to be our saviors. Surely the fish fry, if it's dilapidated, the owners have a duty of care to fix up their fish fry, to encourage people to come and sit down and enjoy themselves. They have a duty of care of getting the fish stock and have it available. It seems as if
Stop.
What you mean?
I am in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be competing with any hotel.
What you mean? You're not going to be competing with no hotel?
That's what I'm saying. I am in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas,
yes.
A sovereign nation.
Well, you have your own boat.
I should not have to. No. First of all, I don't have my own boat.
Where are your boat going?
And the government knows why.
Why you don't have your boat?
The government knows why.
But why you don't have your own boat?
Because the government doesn't want me to have a boat. The government obviously doesn't want any of us to have a boat. I feel this way after reading the article, big question mark, on Boating Act insurance. The government don't want me to have a boat. They certainly don't want me to have anywhere to moor it.
Mm.
They don't have anywhere to store it in a storm.
So you're saying that the fish fry people in Exuma got to wait
for other
people to bring
in? And then they say, if you ain't running drugs, why? What is it for, right? What for it? I don't think my government wants me to have a boat.
Again, the question concludes is, whose tourism is this for? Who's this tourism benefiting? Who's this $500 million worth of investment in Exuma happening now? Who is that for? Who's going to work in these hotels? Who's going to work at these marinas? Are we going to be importing labor? Are we building this for foreigners to benefit from? People in Exuma need to analyze that.
People across the archipelago need to analyze that.
Who is this tourism for? You can't be smiling these things ain't happening for you.
Let me get back into the text. Nobody should be caught. Okay, we got that one. No offense taken, Aaron, but let's be real. Politics is a club, and to get in and make real change, the current gatekeepers need to be removed. Those same gatekeepers only respond to international pressure. As you both indicate regarding blacklisting, I support your urge to invest in ourselves, but government makes policies. And to have a good government, we must remove those parties clearly not willing to do so. I'm going to show you all a vibe. This is a wonderful time to remember, to recognize, to send a shout out to Mr. Cornelius McKinney. Mr. Cornelius McKinney is a resident of Bering Point. Mr. Cornelius McKinney, I'm sure, is busy in the process of putting the final stamps for the launch of the second annual Bering Point Fish Fry. Mm-hmm. This is an initiative that Mr. Cornelius McKinney was able to organize outside of politics. Right? He, after said event, has spurred a social movement in Central Andres. So we don't need government to make good policies for ourselves, to govern ourselves. But it would be great if they would get on board, since the citizen is the center of governance. I come in now, producer. At the only fish fry in Exuma, there isn't even a public bathroom there for public to use. Even Greencastle Beach have bathroom and shower with hot waters. Aaron, so the Hotel Association or whatever they call has a monopoly on prime areas near the beach, and now they complain about Airbnbs, who they are in direct competition with. Are the tourists complaining about the areas because it's their opinion we should be concerned with? We could get to that article in Mr. Newry's Hour. Police fail over Airbnbs based in crime hotspots. We clear up the nuances of what was said in that article. I'm sure Skippings had all of the best intentions when she made those statements. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green. After the break, the second part of the show picks up with Guardian Radio AM and C.A. Newry. We will be right back. Thank you, producer.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.